Pickaxe.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Triforce on the road. I'm on the road. Nobody else is actually on the road. I'm on the road. I'm local and vocal this week in Bristol. That's right. And these guys are still where they would normally be for this. But anyway, we're back.
Yeah.
I feel like we ought to have a bus or something.
Yeah, we should.
A van.
I reckon if we did a Triforce tour bus... We would need a tank that also needs to be fed to feed back into previous episodes.
Yeah.
Like, we have to stop in a cafe, the tank has to eat. That's what we need, a tank.
A tank. Yeah, that's right. It needs its own table. It needs, like, a little bib. You put it on the tank, and the tank can just, like, kind of like how an elephant uses its trunk to, like, you know, drink water or whatever.
Do you not remember that we were talking about... I think Sips was saying he was at a diner one time in the States and these cops came in and unloaded all their guns.
Yeah.
And then decided that the tank needed to be fed as well. So I think it would be good if we had the Triforce, the Hungry Tank Tour, and the tank goes
the hungry, hungry tank.
It could be like a World War II tank with all the art drawn on it.
Yeah.
And like teeth on the front.
You could do like the Mr. Popcorn voice for him. We can call him Timmy the Tank. He's like, hey, kids.
Why don't you get your picture
taken with Timmy? Did you know that Timmy has systematically destroyed 10,000 human beings?
I made killing fun.
That would be the sad
is
point.
Cool.
We take the Triforce, the Hungry Hungry Tank, out on tour, and like 1 in 100 people has any idea what the fuck we did. 1 in 1,000,000 people, actually.
Well, I didn't even realize what you were talking about. I'd forgotten. So
we could set up like in a field, you know, like, and we could have, you know, like on Father Ted, that time that they had the fair on Craggy Island and it was a crane lifting up a park bench. And we could have a fun fair that's like on the road. We could get like, we can enlist our own carnies and take them everywhere we go. Be like Triforce on tour around America.
Oh, wow.
Come and watch us podcast and enjoy the fun fair. You get to meet Timmy the Tank. My cannons sure do pack a good punch. And you can go on the chairlift and you can go
Unlike
on the...
your dad, I'm not shooting blanks.
Jesus.
Wait, but if they have a dad, then by definition their dad isn't shooting blanks. Think about it. Your joke is illogical.
Captain. Shit, I didn't make sense. That didn't
Jesus
make sense
Christ.
At all.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So
anyway.
There goes that idea. That one's on the... That one's fucked now. Bye-bye idea. Yeah, ruined.
I set fire to it. Pushed it off a cliff.
You didn't even watch it explode. It just... You walked away with your sunglasses on. That was it.
What have you guys been doing this week? Anything fun?
I've been playing a lot of WoW.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
L'Argent just came out, didn't it?
And that's L'Argent. The elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Was released. I have no intention of playing it, and I'm standing by that position.
Yeah. Man, Pyrion, you should play it. I think
you'd
enjoy it.
I respect you, PFLEX, for making that
stand. Why should I play it?
Well, I think it's pretty fun now. I think they've managed to find a good spot for it.
Okay.
There's some fun stuff in there.
Sips, we are currently in the honeymoon period, okay? It's been out for like a couple of days. We're enjoying it. We're having fun. We're getting along. We're nice. We seem to have things in common. We're spending time. We enjoy each other's time. We haven't moved in yet and found out that they're actually a complete horrible bitch.
We haven't been on vacation together yet.
They leave their underwear all over the floor and you think it's going to be sexy, but it's not. It's just gross.
Yeah.
And weird.
You wouldn't mind so much if it was like, oh, is that made of licorice? Like, you know, the underwear. Pants that are on the ground, but when you find out that no, they're just like a big pair of grandma pants with like skid marks in them, you're like,
exactly. I mean, we've all been there, and and you know, I'm just concerned that where World of Warcraft comes, you know, we've been here before, Sips. It's like repeating your own mistakes. Where you know, it's tough. I respect PFLAX's decision. And do you know what? The game will still be there in 2 years' time, exactly the same as it is now with like two patches. You know, we know what this is like. We've been here before.
Yeah.
The definition of madness is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yeah, but this isn't the same thing, though. It feels like the same thing very often. You're right. But, you know, there's a bit of new content. There's like some new systems that keep things a bit interesting and stuff. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
not too bad.
I'm happy. I look, I love having that honeymoon period. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to be trapped in that forever. So, you know, just great. Go out there. Just change them up. Change your games up is what I'm saying. Just enjoy spending time with different games. See different games and experience different games.
He wants an open relationship with WoW is what he's saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
WoW, it's not you, it's me. I feel like
I've got an open relationship with Hearthstone.
Yeah.
And Dota, she's easy with me popping around once in a while. And just enjoy myself.
Well, I mean, you've basically abandoned Dota.
Yeah, though. You have. We miss you.
She's sitting in a corner crying.
I'm not really replied to her texts, no.
Yeah.
She keeps texting me.
And ironically, you are missing out on arguably the best patch that Dota's had since I can remember. There's very little wrong with it. It's an amazing
patch. She's really cool now. She stopped smoking.
Do you know how close I was to reinstall? I got a new laptop. Last
week. You can't play it on a laptop. See, first of all, you're banned. I'm not playing with you if you're on a laptop.
I don't think you realize how far laptops have come. Like, my laptop is really fucking good. Like, it's
your laptop is like twice as good as this computer, which I have to record all my stuff
on. It's powerful as shit. Yeah, it's really, really good. It's a nice one.
Not on my team, sir.
You know what's really good about it too?
What?
I can, when I'm done, because at night, when I'm in my house and not in my dad's garage, you know, I sit in my kitchen at the kitchen table so I can, like, you know, I've got a mouse mat with, like, a mouse. Like, I don't use the trackpad or anything.
Damn right.
Because that's crazy. Like, although, imagine how amazing it would be if somebody went to the international next year and they were like, I've always played on a trackpad, so here I am with my laptop owning all these noobs with my trackpad.
Honestly, I would totally watch
a movie where there was like this elite hacker and he was like trying to hack into the sort of government computers, you know, and it's like tense music playing, and he's there like using his trackpad, moving the mouse. Like,
he's using one of those like ball mice, you know, the ones with like it's got a cradle for the ball and you have to like spin the ball around.
That would be great. He could have two of them, one in each hand, be like some sort of wizard rotating these balls. Oh,
yeah.
Just grabbing on.
He'd be like Invoker, but with a mouse.
Yeah, with a mouse, with two mice. You'd have to have two to make it look really cool. One of them obviously wouldn't do anything, but it's just to keep both hands busy, you know?
See, I was thinking of, you know, my mum struggling to use the trackpad on her laptop. So my mum has a little tiny Apple laptop she bought about 2 years ago or something.
Right, right.
And it's quite funny because she, my mum's this kind of quite laid back lady. She likes, she's a yoga teacher and stuff. She's chill.
Yeah, every time I see her, she's laid back.
She's super, she's actually super. Oh my God, Tips, that was so good. So
that was excellent.
What she's done is, though, she opened her Apple laptop, but she has like this desk full of candles and stuff, and she opened it slightly too far, and the candle burned into the back and through the screen.
God.
Okay.
Wow.
And actually, it hasn't burned completely through, but it's very much almost burned through, but it still works. The whole thing still works, except for it has this big black burned hole through the center of the screen.
Right.
And she won't get it fixed.
Yeah, but like, think of it, like, if she's going to play like CSGO or something, if it's right in the middle, you know, that could be like a like an aim assist sort of
thing, you know?
Like a crosshair
but
sort of
there,
thing.
There is a crosshair
it's like
in
the size
the game.
Of a £2 coin,
right? Okay, never mind then. I didn't realize there was actually a crosshair like, in the game.
It's not like one of those non crosshair games where.
If you wanted to play like League no crosshair mode, she would have like a.
She would
a
be way ahead
of advantage.
Is that a thing that people do? Is they stick a little sticker in the middle of their screen when they're playing CSGO to have the. What's it called? No scope.
That's right.
No, I don't think
so. Does that work?
I don't think they actually do that. I think it's just been a long running joke forever that people could do that, but there's never been any need to actually do it.
There did used to be a lot of shooters that didn't have a crosshair. I'm trying to think of one. There was one I played for quite some time. There was no crosshair, and like you had to go iron sights down the weapon. I know Squad, for instance, doesn't have a crosshair, so you just
that's a good point.
But I know that you can easily download a program that just overlays a dot in the center of your screen, so you can just.
But even then, would it help much? Because like a game like Squad would have the ballistics and stuff are modeled in such a way that if you're hip firing it, it would just be stray so far off.
But if you come around a corner, anyway, right? If you come around a corner and there's some dude there and you can hip fire him and you can be pretty confident.
Yeah.
Like you just have to, you know, you couldn't just hold down the button. You'd have to sort of burst fire, short controlled bursts, like Hicks said, you know, in Aliens. It would be handier than just going, which is what I do, and just hoping to God you hit something. But that's a great game. We've been playing. I was playing that with the Hat Films guys the other day.
Yeah, yeah. You were saying last time. It tempted me every time you talk about games. Period. You're like you're my guy. You're my tempter.
Ah.
Like you mentioned, Game Dev Tycoon.
Oh.
I started playing it again. Rimworld, I've started playing it again.
Yeah, like, you're
when
like
you mentioned
a muse,
Dota,
aren't you?
You have
fun in games, and so with friends, and I think that we want that, you know. And it feels like you've done all the research, so we don't have to.
Yeah, no, it's true. I play a lot of games that I don't enjoy. So.
No, but like most of these games that you play or have played, I've played before, and it just reminds me that they're good games.
Yeah,
like especially if I'm in some sort of drought where I'm playing Hearthstone or WoW or something like that, and it's like, oh shit, yeah, they're this great game that I could be playing. Like Squad was genuinely very, very fun. Like when you play it with a bunch of people and you organize and stuff, it's a lot of fun.
Well,
like
we always,
especially with Smithy, who's like really fucking hardcore, like
of course
knows maneuvers and flanking maneuvers.
Oh, we
and
do
like
all
actually
that shit. We like every
tells
night
people
we
to do
we
stuff.
Take over
this
a server.
This is Alpha 90. Bravo point secured. You have to do all of that. Does he do all of this sort of army speak?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh man,
he does
that quick talking too, where it's like, you know, there's no radio chatter. It's like, okay, I'm down. Okay, cover me. I'm going in.
Not just like, hey, did you guys watch the Great British Bake Off last night? Comms down, we need radio silence, man. Operational integrity. Yeah, it's great.
It is. It's a lot like old school raiding. Remember when we used to raid Lewis and people would tell you to shut the fuck up if you were like telling, you know,
comms
what
check.
Episode
comms
of
check.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air you watched today or whatever. It's like, everybody shut up. Don't stand in the fire. We need to increase the dots and stuff. Squad is like that.
Honestly,
as well.
Honestly, I love being told to shut the fuck up in a video game. Genuinely, I actually really like that. I really like that experience.
I only like it if a female does it. So, like, if there's any raid leaders out there who are female, I will gladly shut the fuck up if you tell me to.
You like to be... You're a sub.
There's just something about that really just gets my juices flowing. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's weird.
Does she have to be wearing a leather sort of bondage suit?
Do you want
she could have
fucking...
She could have a bigger beard than me in real life. As long as she sounds like a woman and talks to me really, really aggressively and stuff. I'm fine.
I mean, what if she
cool
sounds like your mom?
What if she steps on your balls? Nah. Steps on your fucking balls.
I don't know if I want somebody stepping on my balls. I think I probably draw the line there. Like, telling me to play better, shut the fuck up, and raid better and stuff over, like, voice comms is okay.
That makes you hard.
Yeah, but, like, stomping on my balls, I think I would probably have, like, a, you know,
the polar
opposite of a boner. Yeah,
I see.
It would, like, go into my body instead. Just, like, disappear somewhere up there. I think that's how it works anyway.
Yeah, reverse.
Yeah, it would, like, recoil in horror at the thought of my balls getting trampled, so.
I did enjoy playing Deus Ex, the new one, this week. So I booted that up for a couple of days before WoW came out. And it was a little bit slow, but, man, I like being that guy, Adam Jensen, again, and just kind of... You know,
I didn't really like the last one much. It's not that I didn't like it. I just found it really fucking boring.
The guy's
voice drove me crazy. It was so annoying.
You're right. I mean, actually, I do remember it being a little bit... I feel like sometimes with these games, like, they're too linear. They're too much of everything, okay? So it's not really a game. It's not really a story. It's not really anything. It's kind of this strange amalgamation of... You're trapped in this sort of railroaded path with a few routes through it. And if I wanted to read a load of text, I'd, you know, get a book. If I wanted to follow a story, I'd watch some Netflix.
Yeah.
Or, you know, watch a movie.
Yeah.
If I want to play a game, I want to fucking play a game. I don't want to be stuck on a train which takes me to one station to the next. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. But so in that sense, I felt it was a bit slow. But do you know what? I still enjoyed it. And I put about... 8 hours in there, and I'm looking forward to getting back to it. And I don't know when I'm going to get back to it because we're playing
so much WoW. Yeah.
WoW, and then there's a Hearthstone thing coming out. The last Hearthstone.
Oh, that's tonight,
isn't
it?
That's going to take me a
few weeks to get over that, because I'm going to be trying out all the new decks and doing
What is with the disco theme for the new thing? Like, I didn't... It's not canon! That was my concern. It's a disco.
Meant to be, it's so good. It's so much fun.
It's pretty good. It's meant to be a party, right? And it's the usual. You know, Warcraft in itself tries to be serious, but is very silly at times, like out in the world,
yeah,
but quests and stuff. And Hearthstone just magnifies that silliness big time,
true,
doesn't it? And... so the idea is that Karazhan is back in fashion. You remember Karazhan, right, from the Burning Crusade? Oh, you didn't play it?
Burning Crusade was when I quit. Wow, dude. So I never got that far.
Oh, my God. I missed out, man.
No,
Burning Crusade
was, you know,
really
why?
Good.
Because I played Vanilla WoW for 5 years or whatever, and I did raids and shit. We were terrible. We were a terrible, terrible raiding group. And the guys I played with, I was just too lazy to find some good friends to play with. So I was playing with these guys. They were all Scandinavian. They were lovely lads, but they were terrible at the game.
Yeah.
And we struggled with, what was the jungle thing with the trolls?
Zul'Garub.
Zul'Garub, that's it. So we struggled in Zul'Garub, right? So
it was tough.
It was tough.
It was a hard game back then.
And people would go like, I've got to go. Like halfway through everything, there'd always be two or three people that had to quit, or someone's internet would go down or something.
Yeah,
or someone would step
on
the wrong fucking thing, or we didn't bring this. So we were kind of, our raid leader was, his name was Boogie. He was very angry all the time.
Yeah, raid leaders
but the rest
generally
of us
are.
Were just kind of clowning
it's not Boogie
around.
From YouTube.
No, I don't think so. Mm. It was B-U-G-G-E was his name.
Okay.
So we started doing Molten Core. And it took hours, fucking hours. And we did this
Man,
whole thing.
Even if you knew what you were doing in that instance, it took
fucking
hours.
Hours
and
it
days.
Just took hours.
It was just a long ass raid.
It was designed to take hours.
Yeah, you get like maybe one, maybe two things, if that. Like you don't get any good loot because you don't have enough dragon kill points or whatever.
Yeah,
so then,
remember back then, you actually used to have to, the raid leader would have to pick up the loot and you'd have to like
and
whisper and say
out.
That you wanted it. Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
Shit, that's hilarious.
So it was like a power trip for those raid leaders. So anyway, well, we did that for a while. We killed Anixia a few times and stuff, but we did all the little bits and bobs. And then Burning Crusade comes out, and we all rush over there to solo stuff and level up. And I bearing in mind I've been playing for years, I had what I thought was reasonable loot. I go through the portal, I'm wandering around, there's all these boars around. I kill a boar, and it drops a green cloak that's better than the cloak I've been raiding for like the past few years. Like, green cloak. And I was like, okay, so every time this fucking happens, there's going to be another expansion and it's going to shit on all the stuff that I did previously. What's the fucking point?
Well, yeah, I mean, it just restarts the game, basically. A new expansion, because they sell it at full retail price and everything, it's basically a new game. Like, it pretty much nullifies everything that happened previously.
It's like a start over, though.
Yeah.
It's like a fresh start. I mean, you don't mind starting a new game of Civ, you don't mind starting a new game of Dota. I think people get very, very attached to their WoW characters in a strange way. It's a strange game. It's strangely psychologically addictive, and it's a little bit like my thoughts on gaming is generally that certain games are very addicting and very addictive through the way they interact with you. And Dota is no exception. You know, Hearthstone, the way they make you spend, you know, I've spent hundreds of pounds on Hearthstone packs, you know, compared
you
to like any other game.
Bitch.
But those cards,
like
the cards that you get in Hearthstone are still good cards, right?
Man.
So that's the
point.
Speaking
of good cards.
Fireball is a good fucking spell. Fireball ain't going to not be a good spell. That's a dang good spell. And you can cast it any time you like. So as soon as I got Fireballs, I was like, cool, this is a good spell. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of good spells. In WoW, it was like, do you remember those days and days and days of your life that you spent doing all these fucking quests so you could unlock this and
get that?
We are
not going to try and convince you to play WoW again. We've done this before. We've been through it. I respect your decision. And we'll see where we are in a week or two with
WoW.
Man,
I didn't realize
that
you...
If it's still really good, then me, I'm happy to hold your hand, Jax, and show you the ropes.
All right.
I've got a spare copy of Legion here, and that's got 100 boost. You could just boost your old fucking bald priest or whatever you were playing before.
He's a fucking bald wizard, actually.
even more potent.
Honestly, the baldness. You've got so much magic in that head, it's made you go bald.
He's undead. He's a little skeleton guy.
Ah, perfect.
Hey, listen, I didn't realize that you only played vanilla, so you actually missed the glory of the Burning Crusade and more importantly, you missed the glory of Wrath of the Lich King. Those expansions.
No, I
were did. Like
I got them, and I played them for 10 minutes, and I was like, "What the fuck am I doing with my life?" And I stopped.
Wrath of the Lich King was the Golden Age of WoW, and you honestly, the best thing about the PFLAX that you've missed is the last two expansions.
I got
you missed
them.
The pandas.
I got
and you
them.
Missed the Draenor.
I did
no,
them.
You missed, and Cataclysm was not that.
Oh, it's
great
garbage.
Either.
Yeah.
I got. So what do you mean you got them? I mean, we played WoW together, Lewis, for the last expansion, whatever the one was. With the barracks and all that. Was that the Draenor or whatever that was?
Oh, yeah. Draenor,
We did that. We played. You and I went and did an instance where you were trying to help me out and you were just running around one-shotting everything. And I was like hoovering up as much loot as I could. And you were like, why the fuck do you still have this? Like, you were looking at my inventory was just... like, what is this item? I was like,
untouched
well, I got
for
it
for like 8 years.
I got it in an instance. You're like, yeah, but that instance was like a level 30 instance. Why do you still have this this sword? I was like, well, it took me a lot of time to get it. So, and I didn't have a fancy flying mount, and I was like slow to catch up or whatever. And it was.
Here's the thing, okay? I think WoW does this to you. Like, what you're saying here is really interesting because you're obviously playing the game in an RP kind of fun, casual way, and you're like, hey, look, I liked this sword. I'm going to carry on using it. I had to work hard to get the sword. I know it's not very good. It's not got very good stats in it, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, WoW doesn't have the kind of mentality of returning that, and I think that WoW players don't have that mentality. They have the mentality that
they do
numbers.
Now, though.
Numbers
transmog,
is like
right?
Min-max is kind of like the most important. I know that. But for example, if we were playing through an RPG like Pillars of Eternity or Divinity, and I said, "Fuck it, I know this sword isn't the best. It's not going to be the worst though. Who cares? I'm going to carry on." Like you can still play through that game with a slightly nerfed sword.
Yeah,
you can still play through that game in a slightly different, harder way. Like you know, RPGs in normally you know it might make it slightly more difficult, but it won't ruin the experience. I think that. If you're playing it, WoW, if you went into an instance with a not optimal sword or something, people will fucking laugh at you and tease you and mock you and they won't get it.
Do you know what? You know? I think you're right. And I think the system is that you go through some quest early on in your life to acquire your weapon. Gandalf doesn't turn up with a different fucking staff every time. It's like, well, Frodo, bring me my new staff. I'm level 60 now, so I guess, oh, Master Gandalf, I've got your new staff. It's +4 to fire damage, not +3. Oh, we must min-max to get into Mordor, Frodo. No, it's the same fucking staff. I feel like the quests you go on should power up that weapon. So your weapon acquires, like, new legendary status and new deeds that grant it new shit. Rather than just, this is +66, this is +67. Bye-bye, +66.
Yeah, but that's the new expansion introduced this sort of like system now where you don't get weapons anymore. You get one weapon. It's like the most insanely powerful weapon you can get. It looks fucking cool. And your journey through the new expansion, basically, you can augment it and make it better with, like, runes
all
and
right.
stuff. It's almost like your weapon has a skill tree.
Yeah, literally
in it
what
now.
You just said, PFLAX, is what they've added. So they've added these artifact weapons. You get it straight away at the start of the expansion, and then you never have to upgrade it. It just upgrades itself automatically, and you can choose special things to go into it.
All right.
Well, I'm just going to download Legion now, and...
I will do that, actually. Why not?
We can't help ourselves because
cool.
You know we've spent so many of our best years of our life were wasted playing WoW that when a new expansion comes out I'm afraid it's all we can think about. It's at the front of our mind and so we're just a bit sort of like frazzled.
Yeah, we got
and like,
WoW, this week's episode will be called WoW Fever, I think,
because we can't help ourselves. I'm sorry. We'll be back to normal next week.
We've been
I promise.
Dancing with Mr. Wowstone instead of Mr. Brownstone. Now we're addicted and
give it
crippled.
A month and I'll be treating it like Hearthstone and I'll be, you know, maybe logging in once every couple of days if someone says, hey, do you want to do a dungeon or whatever? And you know, that'll be it. And I'll be happy, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Give me so I think like that's where we'll be in a month. But now we're like, oh, it's a whole new expansion. We're loving it. It's
honestly, Pyrian, I think it's worth checking
all
out.
Right.
It's like
I think what does it for me though? I think it's just weirdly like the nostalgic sounds and stuff, like the sounds and the handing in the quests and and stuff like that. Just simple stuff of the noises and the way the whole game.
Do you know what I did the last time that I installed this game and the reason I uninstalled it?
What?
I realized that I didn't have the cool pets that I wanted to get, right?
Right.
Like, my pets were pretty weak. And they had the thing where you can go and do, like, Pokemon battles with your pets, right?
Oh, my God.
I've never done that.
Don't waste your fucking time.
Days
it's garbage.
Doing that. Because I kind of liked going around. There were no people. There was no quest. There was no leveling. I was just going around, leveling up my stupid pets. And if I saw some water, I'd do some fishing. Like, I was just... That's literally what I did for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I realized that if you go back, there was an early dragon area. It was in the original lands, Azeroth, whatever the fuck it is. And there's a bit... It's just an open, blasted area. And you can kill these dragons. And when you kill them, there's a chance that they drop a well.
I think you've told me this story. Right. Yeah.
So I did that. For like 2 weeks,
just grinded
the whelps.
Well, listen,
the game is so well catered to that gameplay style
now. You can buy any pets on the auction house.
I have no money.
Well, no, but listen, it's so easy to get money. You just play the game.
I had like 50 gold, Lewis, and everybody was going around. Everything in the shop was like 2 billion gold.
Yeah.
I've missed out on it. It's like, you know what I'm like when I go into WoW now? I'm like a Victorian gentleman arriving in modern London saying, take me to so-and-so driver, and here's a penny for your trouble. He's like, that'll be like a 30 quid fare, mate. That's me. I'm like, what do you mean 30? A penny is plenty, you ruffian.
Don't worry, I'll be your sugar daddy.
I don't know. If you play the new expansion, it guides you through very, very carefully what you need to be doing.
All right.
And then it opens up at, like, you so. They have these things called class halls now. So whatever class you are.
What did you call me?
Yeah. So
a
like
class
if you're lower,
hall?
If you're a lower class player, and the game detects that you're not of a certain class, you'll get thrown into like. So for you, it's like a really shitty shack where like all the scrubs go.
You're a class hole. Fuck you.
But it's like an instance though. So you know, like if you're a priest.
Is this real or are you winding me up?
No, I swear to
They're
God.
They're
going to so
put
like,
me in an instance for shitters? Like the scrub zone?
No, I was joking about that. So say you're a paladin, right?
I'm not a fucking paladin.
He's a mage.
Okay, so what are you? You're a mage. Okay, so you're a mage.
Horde
okay?
for life,
so,
bitch.
Okay, so you're a horde mage, right? So when you start the
you
game...
You can be horde paladins now, by the way.
You can be horde paladins too, yeah. But anyway, so you're a horde mage. You start the game, and then you talk to some iconic magician... from Warcraft, who's like, oh, fuck, we've got the biggest quest you've ever seen in your life, Buster Brown. We're gonna have to do this together, but first you're going to need the fucking biggest staff you've ever seen in your life, Bozo, here you go. And then gives you this like fucking super legendary staff, and then he introduces you to like your class hall, right? Which you can go to anytime.
I don't want to have it called that anymore.
Well, you don't want to be called a class hall. An order hall.
All right. I don't want to be called a class hole anymore, all right? It's a little too close to an arsehole. I don't like it.
Well, I mean,
we weren't calling you that. We were just
saying
it a lot.
I wasn't meaning to call you
that.
Yeah,
you were.
Sorry.
I know what you were doing.
Anyway,
we were thinking it.
Yeah, so you go to this place, and it's like, if you're a magician, it's like this big mage tower, and it's got like fucking books and shit in it. And
yeah,
then
books.
There's like an altar where you upgrade your weapon. So
it's like, magical brooms and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's all themed around your class.
The crockery's all floating around and shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right? And then from there, you can go on quests and missions and stuff.
You
or if you don't want to do that
wand.
Shit, you can go to Dalaran.
Dalaran, which is like that sounds like a good
which
guy
is,
zone.
It's like it's a fucking floating Disneyland.
Dalaran.
Like it's like the Magic Kingdom floating in the
but
air.
But I'm
it's
a
crazy.
Bad guy. I'm in the Horde. What's our equivalent?
No, you don't. It's a sanctuary for everybody.
You're not allowed in there, but you've sort of bullied your way in. That's pretty much. They don't want you there, but you kind of like angrily don't want to be there.
Right.
That's your motivation.
Sweet. Yeah. Okay.
But like a drama teacher.
So it guides you through everything that you need to do. And then basically you get to a point where it's like, I can either go and do quests or I can just go off and I can do some fishing or I can go collect pets or whatever. But the game rewards you XP for like everything you do now. So like, say you want to go mining, you'll get a ton of XP just for mining nodes and shit. And you don't need to be a certain level to do it or anything like that. If you've got the profession, you just go out, mine it. You can level up just mining if you want to, if that's what you want to do. Like it's opened up a lot. It's a lot less
it's super
sort of
supposed
linear.
It's supposed to be super open to casuals now. That's the thing. So anyone, because I think it's a little bit like Hearthstone is now. It's a little bit, there's this bounds to entry where, you know, like it's quite difficult to get started if you're a new player, you know, because it's so so deep now. There's so many expansions. So that's partly why they shaved a lot of them off with the rotating standard model. So, you know, you don't have to buy Naxxramas and Grand Tournament cards anymore, I don't think, because they're rotated out, aren't they?
Or no, like Grand Tournament's still
which
in.
Ones? Black, no, Black Rocks, which I can't remember which ones are rotated, but yeah.
Nax is...
That's going to keep happening.
Nax is out, and...
And Goblins versus Gnomes.
Mm. Goblins versus yeah. Gnomes okay. is gone as well. So, but yeah, you, I mean, you can still play them in Wild. But...
We need to stop advertising this, yeah, Jesus. By the way. I was worried that this whole podcast would just turn into WoW chat, because that's all we've been doing. And we do usually chat about what we've been doing for last week, and this is all we've been doing.
All right, yeah, let's talk about Margate.
Okay.
Margate is in Kent. Right? It's on the coast of Kent. It's on the northeastern coast. You been there?
I saw that episode of Only Fools and Horses where they go to...
Right, and there is a...
The Jolly Boys outing.
Does Farage have something to do with Margate?
Thanet, I think, because it's Thanet is that area, and I think he's the MP for Thanet. That's like, that was my impression of Kent before going there was... It's going to be a lot of people walking around shouting racist slogans, right?
Hold up. Did you went to Margate like on the weekend?
Like, last week I went to Whitstable, which is in Kent.
And wait, are your kids still with your grandparents?
No. Last week drove down, picked up the kids and my mum, brought them back up to London. The next day, hopped in the car. We drove to Whitstable, which is in Kent, which is not far from Margate. It's like a 20-minute drive, half an hour drive from Margate. Anyway, Whitstable is a beautiful seaside town, okay? It's beautiful. Right. It's really cool, really hip. It's got a load of good restaurants there, loads of good shops. It's like one of those towns that exists in Britain where they've just decided collectively, we're going to have like a couple of big chain stores and then fuck it, everything else is independent and that's that.
Yeah.
So there's all these cool independent clothing stores and all these restaurants. There's a Sainsbury's, there's a Costa, there's like a couple of other chains, like a Boots. That's it. Everything else is independent. So you're really going around and it's like really, you know, unusual stuff that you find in these stores, which is great. We had a nice little cottage. It's right by the sea. Seafood, if you like seafood, Whitstable has got lots of good seafood. So that was great.
Nice.
And then we went off and I'd been to Kent a couple of times before. And it's like this beautiful county. It's absolutely gorgeous. The countryside is stunning. There's miles
of
coastline.
The Garden of England.
It is gorgeous. It's got all these great beaches and everything. But the people in Kent are just a bit different. So whilst the people are not the best, the place is fantastic. And you go to Margate, and all I could see when I went to Margate was the difference between Margate and Whitstable. Whitstable has obviously been taken over by relatively well-to-do middle-class and upper-middle-class Londoners, and it's all kind of high-end frou-frou stuff. Margate, which is like a half-hour drive away, like I said, is like this run-down relic of what English seaside holidays used to be. It's extremely fundamentally flawed in a number of ways. You come out of the station, right? You come out of the train station, which is a nice station.
You get mugged.
Modern car park. Well, you see people that think are going to mug you. And if you were to do this at 10 o'clock at night, you assume they almost certainly would. And then you've got this grotty walk down to the seafront. It's like just awful. It's one of those places where there's like a building site here. There's a bit of wasteland with those awful metal fences that are meant to stop people going on their shitty wasteland. And it's got like, it's just shit. It's awful traffic and everything like that. And then you come around the corner and there's Margate Promenade down by the beach and everything. And the beach is fucking massive. And it's gorgeous yellow sand, like golden sand. It's beautiful. It's got like a harbour wall with a lighthouse. And you think, wow, this could actually be something. And then you look at the row of shops and it's like a greasy calf, a bunch of closed down shops, some tat stores, a bookmaker's, two shitty pubs, and an awful looking restaurant.
Nice.
And you think, what a fucking waste. Like, this place could be... It's an easy train ride from London. Margate could be absolutely fucking huge and really popular with the whole staycation thing and everything like that.
Yeah.
But it's it's so weird to see.
You're totally making me want to play Fallout right
now. No, it is.
Yeah,
but
me too.
Aspects of it.
You're making me want to watch Only Fools and Horses again.
Dude, there is a mural of that episode on a wall as you come into Margate.
No way.
Yeah, the Jolly Boys
outing. I'm not even kidding. It's right there. There's a big mural.
It's such a funny episode, too.
Yeah, I mean,
get the bus and it gets lights on fire.
Margate was on telly. Like, it's a big deal, right? But it used to be a big place. And the weird thing is, you go past that shitty area, up a hill a bit, and you're on this old-fashioned sort of high street. These gorgeous buildings that are like late Victorian buildings, like just running all over the place. And you keep going through Margate, and then you hit the sort of posh seafront, which is stunning. Like, these buildings would be worth a fortune if they were anywhere else. It's just this gorgeous area. I honestly think if the Margate Council got their fucking act together, Margate could be like this jewel on the coast that people would be fucking killing themselves to get a house in, because it is something else.
Yeah.
And the view out to sea, there's all these wind farms, and they're like this weird sort of peaceful horizon with all these wind farms. And then you've got like all these beaches around there that are just incredible. It's such an underdeveloped area, that North Kent coast. But it could be something special. You heard it here first.
Yeah. So P-Flex thinks it's going to be the next Dubai. He's going to get a load of investment.
Yeah, he's going to invest heavily and get a couple of skyscrapers up.
Trump in there. We're going to build a golf course. It's going to be amazing. Wow, we're going to build a seawall, and the sea
people
will pay
for it. You know, when I came to
this
city for the first time, I thought, you know what these people need? They need one of my casinos.
A casino, yeah, right in Margate.
Casino for everybody.
Whoa. He's going to build a fucking casino, and me and the boys are thinking of moving in. We're going to buy a couple of houses, one for me and one for me, because I'm Tommy Two Times. Hey.
I need two houses.
I got to get two houses. I like to get the paper,
So there's no casinos in Margate, though?
Probably, but they're kind of
surprising. Seaside towns,
right?
Normally do have at least one casino,
but
right?
But they're not like,
the
it's not like a good.
They are.
Yeah, it's like a
the
shit.
The more
casino.
Casinos and shit, like fucking bookies pop up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like an old robot in there, and there's some people playing like Caravan, trading bottle caps with each other. It's like, it is just straight out of Fallout. You know, they're just like playing solitaire by themselves.
It's interesting that the nature is the beauty, you know? Because a lot of people would always say, well, the things we humans try to create beauty, right? We try to make things look beautiful, but we end up just creating this horrible mess on this, you know, defacing nature.
Yeah. Yeah. But then some places really sort of work.
Yeah, I mean,
in parallel
think
with
about a
nature
garden,
and
a beautiful garden,
yeah,
or like a well-tended piece of topiary.
Man, that reminds me. Actually, I've got a garden, okay, but I'm really fucking lazy. And I was talking to my wife the other day, and I was like, I approached this very cautiously because, you know, we have a house, you know, we've got a garden,
okay,
you know, we've got all these opportunities to have this like beautiful backyard space with flowers and stuff like that. And I thought, you know, I don't want to be like a big downer here and be the guy who's like, yeah, can we just like pave it all over so that
right.
like, there's no maintenance or whatever. So like I approached it very cautiously and I was like, you know, those flower beds could really use some work, you know, like it'd be nice if we had some flowers. And then she was like, yeah, it'd be pretty good if there was flowers and stuff. But like, we don't really have time. Like, do you want to just get some more turf instead? I was like, yes. Yes. So next year, we're going to fucking get rid of all the flower beds and we're going to turf the shit out of the backyard.
Oh.
It's just going to be re-turfed, all turf. It's just going to be fence to fence grass.
Oh.
No more flower beds.
I don't like that.
Fuck nature.
You know, let me tell you something. The bee population in this country, like every other country in the world, is struggling.
Yeah.
It is your responsibility, Sips, as a landowner and potential flower haver, to get some fucking flowers down and help out your local
the
bees.
The only fucking things in Sips' garden, the snails. Like,
yeah,
honestly, he's
fucking
got snails
talking
coming
about
out
bees,
the fucking...
Jesus. I feel like I'm the lord of hell some mornings. I wake up and I'm standing outside like on a mountain of snail shells. And like, come to me, my minions. All these snails are like fucking slithering up me and stuff.
Well,
they're
a part of the ecosystem too. Anything that's living in my garden, frankly, I'm happy to have it there. Because we came and stuck a fucking house here. And they're like, the least you could do is give us a little outside space to just make up for the fact that you humans have stuck concrete, especially in London, over every available space. If someone has a front garden, boom, I could park my car there now. Off-road parking. That's it. That's all they want to do.
Well,
it leads to flooding and the bees. We got to think about the bees. And I do that.
I agree.
If I have flowers and the bees are into, that flower stays, even if it's a weed. I'm like, you guys, do you? I'll worry about the flower in the winter, but
this is for the bees.
This is for the bees. Damn it.
When I've got like a 5-year plan though. So year one, it's turf. Okay.
No, you're not gonna put flower beds back
in.
You're not gonna put flower.
We are.
No, you're not.
We will.
No, you've got them now.
When the kids are a bit bigger, then we're gonna put some new flower beds back in and we'll have more time to make our garden grow, to tend
so how many
our,
for how many
garden.
Years are you going to maintain this bee, this one man bee holocaust that you're carrying out? How long is that going to go on for before you stick a flower
probably
down?
about 4 or 5 years, I would say.
Year three is concrete. Year four is big pollution factory out there.
That's right, yeah. Well, we need somewhere to process the snails.
Giant bee trap.
In 5 years' time, it's just going to be a mountain of snails. Like, my house is just going to be replaced by this a gigantic mountain of snail shells. Like, they're everywhere. It's like an infestation.
It's out of control.
Oh,
yeah.
God, it's terrible. They're cute, though. Okay. Like, you learn to love them after a while.
Okay. Yeah.
You know. Give them names.
Do you have one on your head controlling you right now?
A bee or a snail?
A mind snail.
No, a snail. No. We've got like these harmless wasps as well. Lots of them. There must be a nest somewhere, but they don't sting and they don't get angry. They just seem to be quite happy, sort of buzzing around, you know, eating the grass or whatever. And
they're not cows. No.
Well, that's what they're doing, though. I don't know what. You know, like, I can't tell exactly what they're doing because they're small.
I'd love a nature program with Sips where he's just, like, on his belly in the lawn, just, like, looking at a wasp. What, is he eating that grass? He's eating the
What's
grass.
What's he doing on that grass? We may never know because
I'd love to hear that David Attenborough.
just clueless. No idea.
Oh. So, the little wasp does something. We can't tell what it is because it's so small.
You don't have the technology.
I can't really see it from here.
It's very small and it would require a tremendous amount of effort for us to get closer to it. So, I'm just going to have to agree to disagree on this one. It's definitely eating the grass.
I think it's eating the grass, but I can't tell.
No. So, these guys are just buzzing around everywhere. And at first, we were like, holy shit, we've got like a wasp infestation. We got to call somebody. You know, they're going to have to come out here with the spray and the fucking, you know, the death dome thing that they put over your, you know, like on Breaking Bad, you know, when they cover your house and fumigate and stuff. But then we spoke to somebody and he's like, oh no, they're wood wasps or there's it's some name for them anyway, but they're like harmless. They don't even fucking care. Like, they're not the ones that are like going after your peach punch and your egg sandwich and
my
stuff.
My peach punch! Come
they
back,
don't care.
My egg sandwich!
They just want to, like, they just want to eat grass or whatever it is that they're doing. I can't tell. They're small.
This is the nature program. We got to do this.
If I'm ripping around back there with the lawnmower or whatever, they could care fucking less. They're just like, yeah, whatever. Get on with it. They don't get angry. I don't even think they have stingers.
Well,
because they're just too busy.
Are you sure they're
grass.
Not ants or something and you've mistaken them for another?
No, they definitely have like that.
They could be hoverflies. I'm just saying.
Maybe they're cosplaying.
No, they look like wasps.
But hoverflies
exactly
look
like
wasps. They disguise. There are hoverflies that disguise themselves as wasps.
No, they're definitely wasps. Okay. Or at least like maybe cousins of wasps or something.
I have two things to say about this.
The jersey.
Number one, I saw a wasp going for the nectar in a flower the other day. I didn't know they did that.
Nice.
He was like going in the flower. He was going in every flower, getting the nectar. It was a shallow flower, so it was a wasp friendly.
I mean, wasps have become like seagulls, right? Where they don't give a shit about nature anymore. All they want is our trash.
Yeah,
now.
They'll just do whatever.
Yeah,
they got together and they decided, guys. The world's changing, and we need to modernize. We can't be left behind like the humble bee or the stupid snail. We have to modernize. We're going after their trash, folks.
Guys, we found Mecca. No longer do we need to, you know, waste a lot of time and effort trying to catch fish or, like, you know, go into a flower and extract the sweet nectar. No. We found these big green things. They're called dumpsters. They're filled with shitty diapers and other things that we could quite happily feed off of and land on and spread the germs around like the wasps would do that.
They're all over
it. Seagulls are the worst. I don't even know how any seagull is actually alive right now.
What are you talking about?
They are disgusting. The fucking shit that they eat is crazy.
They're designed to do that.
What? Eat garbage?
Yeah. They're carrion feeders. They eat anything.
You do... No,
yeah, but
a
some
lot
of this
humans
stuff, like, are alive from just eating that stuff in the first place, right? Because there's a lot of humans who fucking just eat McDonald's and throw it away on the floor. That's what
McDonald's has more nutritional value.
Seagulls can manage
a fucking diaper, okay? And I'm not just talking about
diapers.
The shit out of a. They fucking do.
Seagulls
I've seen it with my
don't
own
eat
eyes.
Diapers.
They do.
This is a classic Sip story. He has seen a seagull eating shit out of a diaper, and he is fucking telling you it happened. He saw it with his own eyes.
With my own eyes.
Do you see seagulls?
And here we see the seagull in its native habitat.
Eat diapers.
A dumpster eating shit out of a diaper.
For hundreds of years, the noble seagull has eaten shit out of diapers.
Oh my god, garbage gulls are not seagulls.
Oh well, maybe they're different in other parts of the world. I know the ones in Bristol are quite
fucking
aggressive,
massive,
loud as hell. The ones in Jersey are like a fucking menace, like everywhere you go. If you have food, even if you're thinking about food, they turn up. Okay, there doesn't even need to be food available. They're like, holy shit, that guy looks hungry. I better get down there and just fucking pester him a bit because I bet you there's going to be some food at some point. And then they're all over you. You have to do the thing where you have to put your arms out in the air and convince them that you're a bigger seagull and they fly away. You have to
here
do
you
that
go.
From time
With
to time.
The onset of winter, ring-billed garbage gulls, or landfill larids, as one birder calls them, typically join the vultures perching on trash heaps and picking through old tires and disposable diapers for some edible morsel. You're right.
There you go.
You're right. But they're not. That ain't no seagull, homie. That's your ring-billed gull.
Man, it looks like a fucking seagull to me, just like the wasps. You're trying to tell me that wasp isn't a wasp. It looks like a fucking wasp to me.
But your nature, you're not a naturalist.
Granted.
Do wasps eat grass?
Oh god. So
they probably do, you know.
In my head now, I've got this wonderful summer day. You know, Sips has walked out of the front of his house, he's walking down along the seafront of Jersey, sniffing the flowers.
Oh,
you know, saying,
yeah.
Oh, that flower smells fantastic.
Hey, last time
thinking,
you were over, Lewis, don't knock it, because last time you were over, I saw you sniffing a flower, and I remember exactly what you said when you sniffed that flower.
What did I say?
I'm lying. I don't remember exactly what you said, but I'm pretty sure it was positive.
You were trying
pretty
to trick
positive.
Me.
No,
it
no.
was. It wasn't negative, was it? It was
no.
It was,
you were like, was, "Oh my god, this actually smells like $1 million."
Now,
so you said something like that.
Yeah, I. Do you know what? You convinced me. Fully convinced me. Anyway, so you're walking down and you're thinking, "This. Do you know what this flower reminds me of? A nice peach punch.
Peach punch.
Wouldn't it be great to have a peach
sandwich.
Punch with an egg sandwich right now? There's a load of wasps. A load of wasps.
I don't drink peach punch.
Not even
okay.
Wasps. They're on the fence. They like turn to you. It's like a gull in the sky. It suddenly sees you. It's like its eyes zero in.
You got to do the close up and like the sinister music.
Oh man!
Peach punch detected. Sector 5.
Peach punch. I really want to get some. I want to try this peach punch. Is it alcoholic?
Oh man! Hey, remember I told you the story about the portage?
Yeah, sure as hell
Well, fucking get a load of this, okay? The only thing we had to drink besides lake water was fucking crystallized peach punch, okay?
No way.
That we mixed with lake water. Yeah, you had to bring it in like sachets,
oh,
right?
Wow.
Like big, but not like little individual sachets. It was like fucking bulk ones. So you'd make like a jug
it's like
of
a
peach
tub
punch.
Of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a bucket of it.
I thought
it
you were
going
to say you had to squeeze the juice out of a wasp that had been feasting on grass and get the sweet.
I can't tell if this is. I just sucked off this wasp. I'm not sure if it was even a wasp.
I don't know what he'd been eating. Maybe a diaper.
It was
who knows?
Really, whatever came out was kind of salty, but yeah.
Tastes like grass.
Yeah, peach punch.
Yeah, I can't remember what my other thing that I had to say about insects was.
Fucking
shit.
Hell. Oh, yeah, there was two things.
Oh,
sorry, we
man,
got, like,
way
we massively off track. Sorry.
It's way gone.
Sorry, man.
It's
sorry.
Okay.
But, yeah, so
another life.
But coming back to seagulls again, okay, I get that there's, like, these garbage gulls, but they are seagulls still.
No.
Like, they've just been, they're, like, corrupted seagulls,
yes.
Okay? They're, like, fell seagulls.
Yeah, the fell gull.
Beware the
fell gull. Lord of the garbage.
It's like humans and heroin addicts, right? Like they've had a taste of the heroin and they become, they're still humans, but they're like wretches, right? Like
wow.
I know they have feelings and stuff still.
Well,
but
the only feeling they have is where's the heroin at? That's pretty much it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what these garbage gulls have become. They've lost their way.
Yeah.
You know, they used to be seagulls. They used to be out there.
Do you suppose?
They used to be, they command the ocean, you know, they would eat fish and like barnacles or whatever.
Do you think that they've got like
fucking seagulls eat?
Do you think that they still think about the sea from time to time? And when the garbage gulls wander near it, they'll sort of pause and for a moment
they long
think,
for it.
What is that thing? That doesn't look like there's any garbage in there. And then some distant part of their brain goes, caw-caw, remember, caw-caw, we used to live in the sea.
They have...
Nope! Give me the diapers!
That's it, yeah. They're like, they're flying over and they're like, they look at the sea and then the romantic music starts playing. They're like, remember back when little Jimmy used to just eat fish out of the sea and occasionally he would have a barnacle as well. And then like the music stops and he spots a dumpster and he's like, oh yeah, gotta eat the diaper. I'm addicted. Oh shit, there's no controlling me.
Some fat guy drops his burger and the seagull's like, now I remember what I was born for.
That's how I imagine people walk around. I think fat guys just walk down the street dropping half a burger. I love how that's like a picture in our minds now.
Just
that's the reality.
It's become a stereotype. The reality is, of course, that guy is going to do everything he can to not drop the burger.
He's going to be the last guy to drop the burger.
Yeah. He's like, well, I'm not wasting this perfectly good burger. Jeez, I got to eat this.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck. We should have an image of skinny people dropping burgers and oh, well.
That's more of that. Yeah, I can see why you're skinny. You're such a klutz. You keep dropping your burger all the time.
Some fat guy's behind a bin watching. Like, 10-second rule, motherfucker. That fucker's vibe.
There's a fat guy just behind him doing, like, the most ultimate limbo with his mouth open waiting for the burger.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Well, I'm glad that we talked about more than just WoW and Hearthstone this time. Yeah. You know, we talked about diapers, seagulls, two of my favorite subjects, that be said. Wasps and not quite wasps, Margate. We've done pretty good.
I think we covered everything.
We've covered pretty much the birds and the bees. It literally, actually, talked about the birds and the bees.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we should call it, definitely.
Yeah.
I think we got to call it Fat Man's Burger Limbo. That's...
Yeah, I think Fat Man's Burger Limbo could work out pretty good too, actually.
Right. I don't think we can top that, so I think we should call it here. Thank you for listening to the Trifles Podcast this week, everybody. We should be back next week.
Yep.
Feels good. Feels good to be back and consistent. Feels great.
You know, the first episode felt like when a runner or an athlete hasn't performed in a while. They haven't thrown the javelin or whatever, and they throw it, and everyone's sort of like, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's not, at least he's back. You know, he's over the injuries. And now this week was like, we fucking world record. Pow! A javelin out of the park.
Went super fucking sonic, like out of the atmosphere.
Killed
and everything,
a judge
and
on its way out of the park.
Actually, he's disqualified. It didn't even land in the ground. So it's like a bit of a downer
as
well.
It's all right. We'll take it.
just fucking ruin it. Yeah. Sure. And it smashed his front window of a Ferrari and you have to pay it all off.
Hit a seagull on the way
there. Yeah, hit a seagull. Fucking got an infestation of wasps as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, friends.
Bye.